read this, Ray. I'm Curtis the Nomadic. And before I read that, I just want to thank this area, Capital area, for inviting me. And it's always a pleasure, you know, to come here. And whether I'm speaking or not, you know, it's a commitment I make whenever they have a convention, you know, to support them. And it goes way back, you know. You know, you just over 20 years, you know, being when Carl was, you know, just traveling long distances to support each other. And that's what this is about. I was asked to speak on the eighth step and eighth tradition, and I'll share my strength open experience with you. But before I do that, I'll read this. The NA member chosen to speak at a meeting needs to be someone who is working and living in a program of recovery, which is 12 steps and 12 traditions. In areas where there's not an abundance of NA members with substantial clean time or experience with the 12 steps and 12 traditions, there's a possibility that a group inexperienced in Narcotics Anonymous may misunderstand NA traditions and invite speakers from outside the NA fellowship. There are several ways to avoid this situation. Our basic text, for instance, reminds us that NA members from other areas are willing to drive long distances to support new groups. The speaker helps fulfill the group's primary purpose, carrying the message of recovery to the addict who still suffers. When speaking at an NA meeting, we should be careful to deliver a clear message of recovery by identifying ourselves as addicts recovering from the disease of addiction. It is not necessary to dwell excessively on our active addiction or war stories, because we all know what it was like to use. We came to Narcotics Anonymous to stop using, and we are here to share our experience, strength, and hope of recovery. You know, I guess like you hear everybody else say, you have to have a sponsor. You know, and doing the first three steps and doing a fourth step, you know, it's where I got my eighth step list. And for the people, I guess, that don't know what the eighth step is, I'm going to read it. We made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. You know, I want to say this, and you have to do this step in order to stay clean. You have to do this step in order to get peace of mind. You have to do this step because it will cause you to use. And I give you an example of that. I left this area, well, New Jersey, and moved to Pennsylvania. And my home group is Primetime Saturday Night, 8th and Walnut, Allentown, okay? I walked in a meeting, and I was hearing that the newcomer is the most important person at any meeting. You know, I was hearing a lot. Not a newcomer. Unfortunately, or fortunately, you know. Kept hearing it. I kept hearing people was, when I say substantial clean time, 10, 11, 12 years, talking about being molested when they was a kid. Talked about everything that I had forgotten about. So I've been clean long enough to not know how I feel to get high. I don't remember how I feel to get high. Okay? I've been clean longer than I used. I used for 20 years. Okay? I've been clean longer than that. It is about drugs if you don't do the steps. But if you do the steps, that'll be the furthest thing from your mind. And I say that to say this, because until you address the issues of the past, you can't be free. You know, and until you work 1 through 7, you can't get to 8. So if you ever hear somebody say that they made amends, right? I don't dispute it, but that's not the way we do it in Narcotics Anonymous. If you want to live the Narcotics Anonymous program, we start from 1 and we go through 12. The goal of the recovering addict is to work all 12 steps, not get married, not get a job, degree, none of that. Those are blessings, and you will receive many. But if you don't work the 12 steps, you won't be able to appreciate it. So, I mean, and I'm sharing my Spencer experience because I hadn't done them, and I was getting blessings, and I was still miserable. So now, going back to what it's talking about, when you first get clean, my son is on my 8-step list. My mother, my sister, I had a list of family members. It came off my 8-step list, mostly on the resentment side. I had a resentment with everybody in my 4-step. Then I had another list for financial, co-workers, people in NA. Yeah, I caused a lot of harm in NA, you know. And I'm talking about self-righteous attitude more than anything, because I'm one of them people that came when the message was pure, and I said, we're going to keep it pure. And fought the other fellowship to keep it pure, you know. So I felt like y'all don't feel like it, this message, the way I do. You know, y'all don't, you know, you take it for granted. You got a meeting around the corner. I remember when I had to travel to do 90 meetings in 90 days, you know, you had to go somewhere else outside your area. And at that time, I lived in Newark, New Jersey, and I still had to travel to Roselle. And I'm sharing this because I caused a lot of harm. You know, people be sitting in meetings with the Bible. I remember Dow, he's a Muslim now. His name Hassan now. But at that point, he was a Christian with a Bible in the meeting. That's not our literature. Chapter 5. Talk about experiences, man. And I didn't have the humility because I hadn't done any step. So it was street level, hardcore, get that shit out of here. We ain't about that. No, you know, so, and that's how I caused on. Love wasn't in the picture, all right? And it was just where we were at as a fellowship. You know, and all we was caught in the physical. Anything that we could see, touch, or feel. A hug was made all the difference in the world. Until you start to stay clean and get a year clean, 2 years clean, and when clean time didn't mean nothing in the sense of prestige. You know, when you had enough humility to feel like I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. You know what? My mother been clean, like I said, over 20 years. My mother still haven't gave me a key to her house. Okay? Still haven't gotten a key to my mother's house. And it's been, you know, and she still haven't been to none of my anniversaries. But she was on my 8-step list, and I made amends to her because I could never say no. But in order for me to deal with that, man, I had to put her on the list. You know, I'm talking about before I got to an 8-step, hitting and missing. You know, overcompensating. Like I said, my son, because of guilt, I would do things that I didn't have to do. Buying love, trying to have you understand me, you know. By the time I start to internalize the 8-step, I think the biggest spiritual awakening I had with the 8-step was that I found my place in Narcotics Anonymous. I didn't have to be out front, and I didn't have to be in the back. I could be Curtis B. And part of giving the message back didn't have a price tag on it. It was the humility that I received from the God of my understanding and the gifts wasn't nothing physical like I thought it was. It was the unconditional love that I received from just by staying clean and working the previous 7-step till I started to understand, because when I got here, I was an addict first. Then I started to be a human being. Then I developed a relationship with God and understand through humiliation that if I know the areas in which I owe amends, right, I can avoid the things that cause me pain and harm. That's the awakening of the spirit. Now, the first step says I have a choice. So listen, when I talk about my relationship, I talk about it from an understanding point of view. Because guess what? The eighth step is talking about don't complain and stay. You ain't no victim. You there by choice. Huh? Understanding. Like drugs don't fall out the sky. If you got high, it was premeditated. It was a plan. It was a series of events for me to go out this room and get high. Because, see, narcotics and anonymous put protection on you. If you don't think so, try to do the wrong thing, man. And see how many times God will prevent it before he really say, all right, you really want to do it. Go ahead. That's my experience. Early on in recovery, man, I would be looking at the girl over there. And after I share, I'd be trying to get to her. And people would be saying, blocking me. Thanks for sharing. You know, by the time I try to get her, she gone. All right. That's God giving me another shot. You understand what I'm trying to say? But I didn't have the humility to understand that because I didn't have the connection. Now, what happened was I had a friend, man, and he loved me, man, and he told me, man, do it long as you know, if you're going to do something, enjoy it. Never forget that, man. How the hell are you going to tell me that? Because I actually don't want to stop using, won't stop using. So what I'm talking about, when I did the eighth step with a sponsor, first of all, I had so much shame and guilt, I didn't even put myself on the list. Because I didn't love myself. He said, Kurt, and I'm reading what he said. Most of all, we harmed ourselves. Had no clue. The shame and guilt was so much with my ex-wife. At that time, she was my wife. My son, my mother, like I said, all that pain. And I wasn't really doing it because I really understood. I knew I had caused harm, right? But it was years later, man, that I really got in touch with the harm I caused. Because I had went on in the steps and I was picking up my sister and we was riding to breakfast. And it just happened. Through God, she said, Kurt, see, I had wrote something else down for the harm, right? She said, you know what, man, I didn't like about you? She said, the only time you came around was when you wanted something. And that hit me like a ton of bricks. Core, my disease, spiritual, is what my total, well, at that time, it was not total, but it was still my self-centeredness. And my first thought today is still, what about me? Thank God the 10th step allows me the ability to think. Be like, yeah, there go. That's why I keep coming. That's why I said it really ain't about the drugs. You know, the financial part. A lot of people don't understand this. That they don't talk about it. When I celebrated 20 years, I had another revelation. I said, damn, man, you might live to get 85. Now, in August 5th, 2005, I could have stayed at my job. I took an early retirement, a package, and it was a pension. And I'm going to bring it into the here and now because it ain't just about putting it on paper. It's about practical application and living it. Guess what? There's a lot of people with over 20 years here, and I'm 55. Government killed me last year with taking pensions, right? Because you pay 30% of your money when you take it before 59 and a half. So the point is, by the time I'm 70, it'll be gone. All right? Thank God for the eighth step, man. I stayed up until I did a financial writing of, okay, when I'm 62, this is what I get from Social Security. When I'm 65, this is what I get. If I die tomorrow, this is what my wife and kids will get. I'm financially secure. Right now, if I don't never work a day in my life till I'm 70, but what if I live after 70? Huh? Man, I would have got me a job. Hey, you know, hey, I have a financial advisor, and I'm talking about this because this is recovery, and it's dealing with the eighth step, because part of the eighth step is what? Broken promise, neglected, some said, some done. Make sure that your pension will cover your lifestyle when you get older. And that's what we do. We're growing out of some fellowship. You know, I see people here with 30 years on their job, you know, and I'm sharing that because recovery is about improving the quality of life. It ain't about not using. If you stay on that, you ain't did an H-step. Or it hasn't happened for you yet, and it says many miracles will occur. But that's the next step. So, but what I'm trying to talk about is that the blueprint for recovery is a plan. And the 12th step, it talks about four things that a spiritual awakening have in common. One is a sense of direction. In the loneliness, negative concern for self, positive concern for others, and an increased peace of mind. You in debt, who got peace of mind? Knowing you some bought something you can't pay for. Joker just, listen, man. I got a brand new car. Well, it's a year old now. That's the only person I owe, right? I don't like owing people. So, but I want to share, I didn't do an A-step, right, before I got the car. What I did was it looked like everybody was spending my damn money. And I said, wait a minute. I done worked all these years. I'm going to get me something out the deal. Wrong. It's a family thing, but so we got a new house, you got new furniture. I'm like, wait a minute. I ain't got a pay alligator, not that I want any. But the point I'm making is that afterwards, now I done did an A-step, the humility is, man, for what I do, I could have took a Honda Civic, right? But I had to go top of the line, Infiniti, that's what I drive. But anyway, make a long story short, I didn't head to the destruction. Now, dig this. In order to do a step, you're supposed to be going over with a sponsor. And, sometimes, man, we get to a point where it's God, self, and another human being. I don't know how much. Let me know when I'm halfway so I can go into it today. All right. God, self, and another human being. All right, you got an illness. Any illness, medical illness, you go to the doctor, right? But before you go to the doctor, you got to tell him what the problem is. He don't know. You look sick. then you tell him, right, and he give you a prescribed way. Now, you got to adhere to it. But that's all right for it to work. The point I'm trying to make is, man, had I told my sponsor what I was thinking, see, then he would have said, Kurt, do an A-step with that financial situation and see if it's in the budget. When I go shopping, I take a list. I don't know about nobody else because talk about surviving our emotion. Go shopping hungry if you want to. Okay? Go shopping tired if you want to. But when you sit down and do that inventory through the house, chances are, right? Talk about practical application in my life. I would get a proper inventory. Okay. And what I'm trying to say is, in closing, because I'm going to go into the eighth tradition, is that the benefit for me doing an eighth step is I have a connection with God. It has taught me forgiveness. It has taught me to not say anything. Like this morning, I didn't say anything. And my wife called me about an hour ago, she didn't say nothing. So what I'm trying to say is sometimes better to understand than be understood. I don't have to argue my point of view. Seventh step told me, and this is a spirit, say the state trooper pull you over, you're speeding, right? Are you going to curse him out? Because you know what you're going to get. Same thing with your husband or wife or boyfriend or girlfriend. Go to a meeting and curse him out. He won't get you a ticket then. So what I'm trying to say is through humiliation, I've learned to understand and be understood. Because I don't know how many times I would say I'm done and then have to go back and say, baby, I won't try this again. Understanding that, man, has caused me some humility in dealing with people. You know, and it's just a blessing. I don't know, man. I'm happy. And I want to talk about the eighth tradition. And the eighth tradition, I'm going to read it. Because I swear, I know it, but I don't want to mess it up. It has, eighth tradition is Narcotics Anonymous remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. Okay. And what that means is that for me, in being involved in service, see, Narcotics Anonymous is not just a meeting, it's a group. And in that group, you got four trusted serving positions. We done added on a lot, but in our service structure, it's just four. Secretary, Treasurer, GSR, and Alternate GSR. All that other stuff is addicts adding stuff on. All right? And if you say it ain't, we like to add on and take away. We don't have to make this better. We don't need a gimmick. I say that. This was working fine before I got here, and it'll work fine. But, when I go to meeting, I hear a coffee maker trust the servant now. But I don't get into that. All right. You got four trusted servants, and those four trusted servants, and I don't care how much time you got, it's only to serve in this fellowship. You need four things: active participation, knowledge of the steps and traditions of Narcotics Anonymous, willingness to serve, and a certain amount of clean time. And that's the anonymity. That will get you any position in Narcotics Anonymous, whether it's at the first level of service or at the WSO or the WSC, which is the last level of service, and there's seven levels of service. And I'm saying that because I wear that with a badge of honor. And I say that because I got an NA resume. In New Jersey, I've helped this fellowship as far as getting incorporated and doing things. But it was done under the umbrella of the service structure and the 12 steps and 12 traditions. I also understand that we have special workers. I don't know if anybody remember the controversy back in 1998 with the third edition. See, in the area I'm at now, you go on a meeting, they still reading the third edition in some meeting. Yeah. He know. Pennsylvania. It was a lawsuit for Pennsylvania and the Fellowship of Narcotics Anonymous. And what happened was a fourth edition was published and the wording was wrong. They switched words, wasn't a conscious, and that was a professional. Now, what happened was special workers. They are governed by the steps and traditions. But sometimes we go outside, right? And we get professionals to do our printing and stuff. And the proper way to do it would be to print the draft, bring it back, and go through it to make sure there's nothing wrong with it. But us being addicts and wanting to be in control, it didn't happen. And that's the one incident where I know, and being in service, I've been in convention. We in my area, that the convention, Ninjak, we use the basic text, blue, it works high and white gold, and just for the day, lavender, whatever that color is, right? Had the banner printed up, they brought it back. The dude thought he would use a prettier color green. See, they're not bound by the steps and traditions, but that committee was, so they had to go back and change it. But the point I'm making about service centers is that I think they have one in New York on Chambers Street, Philly have one, and a lot of those people get paid checks, money, by the hour. And they're bound by the steps and traditions. They are not professionals. So basically, though, the best thing I could say, I got two, how many minutes? Funny thing happened 5 minutes. Went to Tampa, Florida to speak, right? I was the banquet speaker, got my package. I opened the damn thing up, it had some money in it. $2. I guess they said they wanted to ease the blow. I said, wait a minute, call it chair. So get your committee together, man. Somebody made a mistake and put money in my envelope. And Narcotics Anonymous, man, we put people professional. At one time, man, All they would ask me to do is traditions. I said, well, damn, man. Did y'all know I worked all the steps too? And what I'm talking about, we put special status on people. I don't know where this thing. Everybody got know got the gift of gab. But the thing ain't that. It's about sharing your strength over an experience. You understand what I'm saying? So, and that's why I go back to this. Willingness to serve, active participation, knowledge of the steps and tradition, and a certain amount of clean time. Any addict. Our message is any addict. So, you know, but get a woman. Get a man. No. I don't want to hear no woman or man if they ain't worked the 12 steps, if that's what the topic is. If it's a free-for-all, open discussion, all right. But what I'm trying to say is that, you know, we as people, and sometimes we have to say no. I know this is my life. I ain't got nothing else to give for another 2 or 3 years. Story don't change that much. And I'm only saying, Curtis B., I got a wife, kid, you know, and it's, you have to be careful, man, that you don't put yourself on a pedestal. And I'm not trying to knock nobody. I'm just trying to say that get somebody else a shot. You know what I mean? I ain't done, brother, I got about 2 minutes, right? Share this story. I was going through a divorce in 1989, right? All them heavy hitters that I was hanging out with, after the meeting, they was going home to their wives, right? I was in pain. Guess who I was with? The newcomer in the diner. That's what I found out, man. The click don't work, man. So I'd rather be with somebody with 6 months clean making meetings regular than somebody with 25 years ain't been to a meeting in a while. Man, listen, if you ain't active participation, and you don't need no policy, if you miss two, we're going to revise it. No, the hell with the policy. You know who active. You can even hear it in their message, man. You hear somebody getting up here, they stumbling. They ain't talking to their sponsor regular, but that's my stuff. Thanks for allowing me to see you. I'll be the one.
Now we will have Billy sharing on Steps 9 and Tradition 9. Let's give him a warm welcome.
Recovering addict, my name is Billy. First of all, I thank the God of my standard for giving me to Narcotics Anonymous. And I'd like to thank Narcotics Anonymous for helping me get back to the God of my understanding. I want to thank Curtis for sharing. Curtis is one of the people who helped me stay clean. We call him predecessors. You know, he touched on something. I would like to just start with the tradition first, if that's okay. And he touched on something that, you know, I think I'm going to take an NA risk with the 8th tradition. You know, I know I'm supposed to say on the 9th tradition. But it says, when he talked about NA, Narcotics Anonymous should remain forever non-professional. The thing that I see that my experience in Narcotics Anonymous where us, we need to be careful with each other, that we create professionals. It's important for me not to get caught up in this. I don't even claim areas. That's what I did in active addiction. Man from Newark, man, you know. I used to go to jail, you know, say, yeah, man, you know. That's how I got it passed. I don't claim no area, man. This is a worldwide fellowship. Anywhere I go in my home. Look, when I came here, y'all said, listen, ain't no strangers here. It's only friends you haven't met yet. Most of the time I get an opportunity to go back, I go by myself. Because it's an opportunity for me to meet people. Y'all told me the broader the base, the higher my point of freedom. That's how I do it. And look, it don't matter what color, age, race, sexual, creed, religion, or life. With me, it really don't matter. I'm free like that. When it comes, I just wanted to kind of put that out because I was asked to do a topic at this convention. And I thought it was a great opportunity because I happen to sponsor some men and I have some people in my life that's really doing work, man. I'm serious, man. They doing work. I mean, shit, they helping me. You know how you call they smart, man. Look, man, I need help. So, look, give them a shot. So, you know, they got a shot. Man, I almost cried in that room. You know, we joked about, I told, you know, when the boss said, yeah, man, you're going to get your first CD. He said, yeah, but way around my neck. I'm wearing shit around my neck. It was a joke. But they got their CDs and shit. Anyway, Ninth Tradition, man, it says, NA as such will never be organized. What I had to learn what NA as such was. First of all, you know what I had to learn? Listen, let me share this with you. I got 11 years clean, right? 12-step member of NA. I love this fellowship, sponsor, doing some work. My home group is real strong. Look, Road to Spiritual Growth. Come to Newark. Actually, look, this is not the brag of will. I'm just sharing with y'all what's going on. It's a lot of good recovery there. Good experience, love, everything. It's really the total fact. And I love my home group. But the trick is that we're there. And we do our thing. We still do the dining thing. We still help each other. A lot of love. We help each other. But listen, it's so much experience there. And we talked about this last night. We need to start taking that experience on the road. I took a trusted servant position in a meeting. They are really struggling. The GSR didn't know the difference between a group and a meeting. And this is not to kick her back in. This is, listen, what Pop always told me, he said, I need to look at my relationship to them. See, instead of me, man, they don't know shit, man, I'm done with my... Billy, what is your relationship to them? Mr. Convention Speaker, man. What are you doing to be of service? You go over there and you help them. And you understand that they just don't know. And look, you treat them with love when you get there. And you don't let them put you on no fucking pedestal. Because they're trying to do that. You make sure you have a group conscience, not Billy conscience. You make sure you do that. Yeah, and that's what I did. Look, they tell Billy, we grateful that you came in with us. No, I'm grateful that y'all, listen, this group is struggling. Y'all stayed here. Do y'all understand what y'all doing? God damn it, look, if nobody else here, y'all here. Shit, me? I would have bounced.
That's right.
Look. Only thing, man, and I really don't mean to be sharing angry. But I do. But listen, man, we was talking about this earlier. This thing is still about life and death, man. Yeah. Man, sometimes I forget to be grateful. Look, man, I'm going through some shit in my life now, and look, sometimes I'm so locked on what I'm going through, I forget where I came from. I was listening to them share today. I've been watching them share. Man, tears was crying. I should have let that shit go. Listen, because I know him for being happy to be in he shared his pain, how he got here. It says we need to treat each other like we're near survivors of a fatal catastrophe. I shared this in the meeting. Let me share it again. You seen the fucking Titanic? Remember that shit he went through with her ass? All that shit in that movie he saved her. And he could have got his shit off. He could have came up out of that shit. All that shit he went through. But he was looking out for her. So look, imagine at the end of the fucking movie, she on the beach, and you know, everybody happy. And my man come up out of the water. And she say, sit your dumb ass down. She say, sit down, get your ass over here. Look, we need to treat each other like we're near survivor of a fatal catastrophe, because we are. We all pay for the price to recover here without paying it with our suffering. That's how we die here. See, I need to remember that. I'm going to try to give it tonight to this real quick. So NA as such will never be organized. Real quick, as such is the meeting. You know when we serenity prayer, open it up, speak and share. That's the as such, from what I'm understanding. Curtis can help me if I'm wrong. I'm the speaker. Look, Abe, hand go up. My man, bro, right there, you share. Another hand, my man, you share. Then another man hand go up and I say, ain't no women sharing. I'm organizing the fucking meeting. What the fuck? His hand wanna pick his ass. And say, NAS such will never be organized. Who the fuck am I? to come in the order, you know, to who in pain, who not. Listen, even with the newcomer, it says the newcomer is the most important person at any meeting. But it said, because, keep reading, we can only keep what we have by giving it away. It don't make them more important than me. It said many our means are structured for the newcomer because we understand. You just coming in, you need more of our love and joy. We know that. But it said the sickest suffering addict could be any one of us. And I touch on that when we get to the ninth step. Regardless of clean time. It said, but we may create service boards and committee directly responsible to who they serve. We was just talking today, brother asked me, listen. We got a guy in here, I ain't gonna break his anonymity, but he was a part of our convention. We just had our convention. From my sponsor, listen, this is no bragging, no shit. Damn near every subcommittee asked me to join in and help them on our convention. All of them, damn near. Programming, fundraising, activity, Billy, come on up. No. See, we create service board, but what I need to remember, the spirit of service. See, look, I can join it and be, look, I can come up, you know, activity chair for my, you know, my area. Meanwhile, I'm shopping in the meeting. That she look cute. You heard what I said? I'm activity chair. So at the meeting, look, can you come and do a workshop? Look, if my spirit, I don't need to do it. Listen, man, don't take a hug me before you take my fucking money. Listen, with 11 years clean, I might come here. Listen, let me tell you, with no fucking money, man, I could be the sickest suffering addict. Don't catch me at the table and blast me because I tell you, and I don't have no money. You ain't got no money. Look, I heard the word used here, man. This is our thing, man. Love, man. This is our, listen, let me share this with y'all. I came down here in love, man. I ain't talking about no relationship. I'm with some people, we took all the conditions on what we do. We don't sell shit to each other. We don't put no price on nothing we do for each other. This is what I'm used to. Look, and I don't settle for nothing else. Listen, to come in my life, you can come under the umbrella of N.A., but to stay, you got to come with love. That's the only way you can stay in here. I'm yelling, I am. No, but we got service boards and committee, but listen, we need to understand they're directly responsible to those who they serve. See, and this is what we need to get back to, Claude, that we, I think, us as now. See, Kurt, I think what we forgot, I don't want to say that, but people never told us that we're the experienced members now. I'm still waiting for Kurt and them to come in and, motherfucker, you got 11 years. You're the experienced member, Billy. It's your responsibility to help teach them. Look, we talk about holding traditional workshop, and we just don't know. We got a cat doing, listen, man, this cat, I'm going to step, but we got a cat, the activities chair in the area. And his motors is all fucked up. Look, he put on a function, and it was a total failure. But he walking around there like Bob Eubank. Don't you see, you motherfucking years of failure? You're losing our money. That ain't your fucking money to be playing with. We're talking about being prudent with you. You're responsible to us. And us may start with the member. What the fuck, we forgot that? Members make up the groups. Group make up the areas. The area make up reason make up the world. Start with the attic. Yeah. And you responsible to us, man. Listen, man, ain't no anonymity in service. You know how we be, well, such and such stole the money. Well, what's his fucking name?
Yeah, that's right.
Ain't no damn anonymity. You know, man, I don't want to break it. Man, what's his goddamn name? They're responsible to us, man. We got off. Listen, man, when I came, I swear to God, they tore that shit. Like, you could go on meetings and say, can I see your books? You know, we don't even have receipts anymore. And listen, but this is my fault. Because I'm waiting for Kurt and them to come in and do it. He just say he's driving Infinity. He don't got time. I had to blast that shit. I had to get on that one. Anyway, yeah, they're responsible to us. If we're a little older, a little more expensive traditions, maybe we need to just take on a little more responsibility in a find a niche, people that need our help. And some people that will welcome experienced members to come and help. Instead of us gathering around each other, trying to prove to each other we're recovering. Yeah, we get cats coming to my home group. And since my home group is what it is, they want to come at the business meeting. Like, who the fuck is you? Anyway. So I don't know if I touched on tradition, but anyway, say NA as such is the group, or never be organized. We're talking about we don't organize because it has a recurrent thing. What I'm learning is that that's why we have formats. We try the best, like my home group is like that. We ask that if you haven't went over the step with a sponsor, refrain from sharing the tip. And listen, we ain't all cold. If you raise your hand, we know you don't know. We don't shut you down. You know, but after me, we get with you. I mean, unless you're taking us hostage. You know, then it's, we coming at you. Yo, my man, hot. So we don't try to organize the meeting. We allow the meeting to flow and the recurrent thing to develop. And then we do have service board. Well, from my understanding, we create service boards and committee. We create things in NA based on need. Anyway, if it ain't no need, we shouldn't be creating. I'm gonna take another risk. Now we got too many goddamn conventions. I mean, come on. The only reason I'm saying that because we're talking about now, the first thing to talk about is disunity. We in competition. What? I thought we was in the saving life business. Man, it's just me. Anyway, that's my experience on tradition. Ninth Step. Thank you for sharing, Kurt. Ninth Step talks about, Kurt talked about the list that we do on the eighth step. And this is a big one for me because the Ninth Step talk about we make amends directly to the person we are harmed, except when they do so injure them or others. First thing my sponsor helped me get in touch with, doing harm to others. And that was important because one thing he talked about, like if he gave me an example of him and his friend. I'm going to share it with y'all because I thought it was real important. If me and Kurt stole your money, right? And I want to make amends to you for stealing your money. I need not to come to you and say, you know me, Kurt, stole your money. See what I'm trying to say? I'm bringing you like, Kurt did it. Kurt could be your son. You know what? I need to be mindful of my amends. One thing my sponsor's real, like I really love my sponsor too. One thing he big on is he big on the whole God thing. You know, I don't practice a religion myself, but I believe in God. To me, God is love. That's my thing. But my sponsor big on the religion. One thing he big on is God providing the opportunity to make the amends, right? I'm going to just give you all a brief, and I shared on this a while back, but one of the hardest amends that I had to make was with mommy. I don't know why. It was hard for me to hug my mother and say I love her. Look, and she was dying. It was deep. I struggled. And it was deep because the setting, everything was in place, everything. My maid at that time, they had left with the baby and I was in the way. It was perfect. But and in 11th step talk about, we sought through prayer and meditation to prove conscious contact, right? We talk about knowledge of God's will, but I forgot the power. I was lacking the power to carry it out. It was there. I knew it. This is perfect time, but I didn't have it in me to do it. But cancer came back and mommy was dying, and I went to my home group, and these cats used to wait. Look, I used to catch my home. Let me tell you about my home group. I used to catch them after the meeting, coming out. I used to get there. I got to get there. And they used to stay with me, man. Look, they roar, and it says something to self-step. Because I'm going to share this real, real brief with y'all. My sponsor said, a fighter, I said this before, you know, I got to give it to you. Said, a fighter is only as good as the men in this corner. Because the men in this corner can see what the fighter can't see. So you got to have good corner men in your life. But what I'm learning now, not so much me having a good corner man, can I be a good corner man? See, this is what I'm learning now. But listen, but the thing, I ran up there and look, good corner men, they're going to tell you what you need to hear. So somebody said, listen, what you need to do, they said, listen, mommy is dying. You need to go and do the ninth step to the best of your ability. The last thing you want her to do is die, and you haven't done it, Billy. fuck me up. So I went and I sat, and mommy, look, she was just at the stage where she couldn't talk anymore. Laying in the bed, cast or whatever. So, and I did it. I said, Mom, sorry. For, you know, I did the best I could. And I said, is there anything you would like me to do? She said, look, my mother knew me. What she did, because mommy was my first sponsor. So what mommy did, she gave me an assignment. She said, what I would like for you to do is try to get along with your brothers and sisters. Now, meanwhile, up to that point, while she died, they still being who they are. Still coming to borrow money, still, and I'm getting furious. I want to act out for my home group. They said, you need to mind your business. I'm like, but didn't you hear what the fuck I just said? They coming to borrow. You need to mind your business. They're her children just like you. You worry about your amends and your assignment. So mommy said, try to get along with your brothers and sisters. Right? So mommy died. Check it out. Then I understood what they did for me. When we was at the funeral, I wasn't crying. I was framed. They was fucked up. All of them. And looking at me like I'm crazy. I'm free like that. So look, at the end now, we around, and I'm looking now, and I'm seeing the past. So I said, listen, we need to get mommy a stone. You know, because look, I went to mommy's grave, so I couldn't find her. I was fucked up with that. So I went back to them, look, we need to get her a stone. Didn't she leave some money? Because they were spending the money. You know how they do. But that's what they were telling me to mind my business. So they had me a little measly couple of $100. That was, you know, now they scared. Because now I'm like, I stood up. Remember, they all used it. But look, they gave me a little $100. So I went to the guy. I said, well, you know, I'm going to get mommy's stone, whatever. He said, okay, don't fame me. He said, give me the money. We didn't do the stone, put it down. Because I wanted to find mommy. So what happened, when I gave him the deposit, I went back. He said, well, we can't make the stone. So you give us all the money. I got burnt. I said, that's not what you told me. So look, I scraped right there. I scraped the hell out of my money, work. I got mommy the stone. Look, because I went to my home group, corner men. I said, look, man, they ain't helping. They said, Billy, that's your man's. That's your fucking assignment. Don't got nothing to do with them. When you gonna understand that, man? Stop looking for them to get you out of it. It's your assignment. So when I went to the guy, finally gave him the money, I was so proud of myself. I said, here. Know what he said? He said, well, what you want on the stone? Perfect opportunity. This is what you put on there. I come from a big family. Loving mother of Billy. Fuck them. Yeah. That's what you put on it. But what happened is that, look, we talk about it here. It says 12 steps. As a result of these steps, you have a spiritual awakening. The awakening don't come at 12. It starts at 1. I need to keep going inside where I recognize when it's coming. What came back is mommy assignment. Try to get along with your brothers and sisters. Okay. Put, you know, something on it. So the hit, when the man put it down, I called them. I ain't want to do that. Look, you know, we got mommy thing. Look, this is my voice. Got mommy thing. I'd like for you guys to come, whatever, whatever. Nobody came. Well, check it out. Man, put it down, but look, check it out. And I shared this before. I'm going to just share with y'all so y'all know. This was a bigger mission. So nobody came. I went to mommy's site. Check it out. I come from the type of family. I'm 42 years old. Kirk, right? I don't know if you have any of you. But look, I come from y'all a little old. Well, we all mature here. But we come from the spot. When you walk into somebody's house, you take the hat off. Oh, yeah, my mother, how you take that shit off. And when you come in the house and mommy's sitting there talking to somebody, you stop and you speak. I don't give a fuck what you're doing. I'm praying, running to get it back. Mommy said, oh, boy, don't you see Miss such and such sit? You got to stop. Oh, I'm sorry. How you doing, Miss such and such? Then you got to get a look. Can I go? Go ahead. So, look, when I go to the cemetery, they put the thing down. I'm like, wow, they put mommy's thing down. I went back the next day. I went back the next day, and I looked. It was a stone right next to mine. Miss Marjorie Baxter. I'm praying. I can hear mommy saying, that's my name, baby, Billy. Billy, don't you see Miss Baxter there? Yeah. So look, I said this before, but when I go to mommy, I go, look, I bring mommy a gray blanket, I bring Miss Thaxton one. Don't you see Miss Thaxton here? Listen, they don't never gotta go. This is my spot. This is where I go after the gym and I sit for hours. That's why it's there. Not for, I mean, if they come, fine. But if you don't, that's fine too. I understand now. Sometimes it's just, look, take some fucking direction from experienced members. Look, second step, talk about stop trying to lock down what the power is. And just realize what it could do for you. My sponsor had to tell me that. I'm thinking this is the part where he set me up for religion. I said, hell no. So that's my spot. I just want to bring it up to here now. Do I have a minute? Do I have to shut up? Okay. My mother, I'm just saying to mommy because this is deep. I'll be getting a little touch with a lot of stuff. My mother was the type that, you know, we had a lot of kids and we never had anything. I never had a new bike, none of that stuff. That's why my 8-step list was like, mommy couldn't, actually 4-step, mommy couldn't give me the trench coat. She couldn't give me the Ripper Soul Gators. You can forget about that shit. She couldn't give me Swedish, you know. But look, what I got in touch with, she couldn't get. They say it's important to write, you know, writing is important because I get opportunity to see what I'm thinking. So once I put it on paper, it's easy to see and harder to deny. So look, the hint was, mommy, I remember mommy eating after all of us ate. I'm talking about out of the pot, whatever was left over. So I was raised, and let me bring you up to speed, I was raised really in survival mode. I never learned how to, like, live. When I go shopping now, I still go to the sale spot. As soon as I go in there and sell, I look for the rack where it's at sale. Listen, but I don't want to confuse you. Listen, I don't give a fuck how much it costs. If I don't like it, I ain't going to buy it, and I ain't going to wear it. Whether it costs $100 or not, it don't matter. That name shit don't, you know, thanks to mommy. Mommy never brought anything new. But the thing what happened when I'm getting in touch now, I was actually raised how to survive. And that was, it was a lot of stuff. And I, not to kick her back, and she did the best she could. Well, she knew. I'm just learning now that it was a condition. It was like what we call domestication. It was some shit down the high, and she gave it to me. It was just some shit that all she knew. But what happened to bring it up into the here and now is that I always let things go. I never thought I was. Look, people, I swear to God, sister gave me a compliment at the diner last night. And I'd be like this, for real? They said, Billy, just say thank you. I don't even know. They'd be like, you're a nice looking guy. I'd be like, you think so? But look, but anyway, I said, man, and but what happened is that I'm learning, because I'm learning exactly nature where it comes from, I'm learning how to deal with it a little better. I'm the type, I got some great corner men. When I say corner men, I got women in my life too. I was talking to a sister, she was giving it to me. And then I went to a joke. She said, oh, you got to go to your safe place, huh? Tore my ass up. I'm like, oh, shit. She said, oh, you got to go to your safe place, huh? Then she got to know to explain that and tore me up. Think about the first step, I need to be honest with me. So I might defend some shit, but when I get home, I said, damn, that's deep. But what she do, she giving me things to work on. Why do I need this safe place? Because I'm afraid. So to make a long story short, what happened is that I work at a job, and I'm learning how to stand up for myself. I'm not so afraid anymore. So what happened, they, and make a long story short, they coming at me at my job. So they called me in Friday. Listen, it's deep. They sat me down. Me and these people at this table. Now we got, look, I am, believe me, I like to talk, I like to laugh. Everything is really light with me. What happens with me is that, like we said, someone in third step just talks about, God's want more for me than I want for myself. So a lot of times, and look, I got a corner man that taught me this. Sometimes people, like on my job, they think I'm a threat to, certain people think I'm a threat. I wonder why. The guy said, they're intimidated by you, Billy. They said, they're threatened by you. I said, really? But I have no intentions on doing any harm. But people tell me those are the qualities, those are the things you need to pay attention to. See, because y'all can see things in me I can't see in myself. Not saying I have to take it to be malice, but I need to pay attention to some qualities that I have in me that I can't see. But anyway, make a long story short, they coming at me. My job, I haven't worked in a week, so they call me in. Now they got this case, good cop, bad cop. Now, mind you, listen, I came in recovery with warrants. I had weapons of possession, CDS. Look, man, I remember being in jail, police banging on the cage just to see if that's me. Yeah, that's him. Drag his hands out of there. So that little weak shit they came with was bullshit. So I sat down and they asked me these Barney Fife, Andy Griffin ass questions. And I'm answering, then at the end, you know, they was waiting for a punch. Like, oh, we got you. Then they said, well, what about this? I said, man, you could have asked me that when I walked in. I tore their ass. I mean, I didn't want to say I tore them, but I stood up for myself. With dignity, I didn't yell and act like a wild man or anything like that. But I shared, well, I said, I'm real disappointed that you guys bring me in this real formal setting where we always have open communication. I said, it feels like you're asking me questions to bait me into some kind of trap. I said, I said, listen to this. I said, I don't lie, I don't cheat, and I don't steal. I just don't. I said, listen, let me explain something to y'all. I drive a truck. I said, that's what I do, but it's not who I am. Look, it felt so good to say, look, I said, you write this down. Because they got the pen, they ready to write this shit down. But look, and then it was deep, but it felt so good. Listen, because you know what we're talking about? I walked out of there with dignity. Yeah, they said, you know, consistent application of spiritual principle, integrity. You know, my job is to recognize when I feel. Kurt talked about tips that take my spiritual temperature. Billy, you're afraid. When I was going there, and recognize that, and there's nothing wrong with that. Fear just tell me to be a little cautious. You just might want to be a little careful. Careful what? Careful what you say, how you say it. Recognize when, you know, they come at you a certain way so you won't hurt yourself. Because Tim Steff said my defects could drive me in the corner where I won't come out clean. He didn't say back me. Y'all remember the dude driving cars? When they teach you how to drive, you on one side and it's like I'm thinking I'm driving, but I'm really not. Disease driving my ass. And I might not come out clean, man. So anyway, to make a long story short, I was the first one on my eighth step list. My amends to me is ongoing. It's going to be forever. As I keep going inside and start learning who I am, you know, I can start treating myself better. This is deep how I'm learning how to love me now. I have certain interests. I could never repay the God of my understanding for what he's done for me. But Narcotics Anonymous has given me a way to start. I would never do anything intentionally to hurt this fellowship. But I'm not confused about it. It's parts of my life, parts of my spirit that NA can't fill. And this is not the bad, don't get me wrong. But as I grow and I develop, I'm developing interest that was in me as a child that mommy couldn't nurture. You know, you don't come outside and say, look, I just wrote a poem. You know, I used to like ballet, man. But you would get labeled. If I came out, man, I want to go to ballet school. Are you fat? I would get beat the fuck out for that. So I hid that. And it wasn't the fact that I like ballet. I like martial arts, and I like their kids. That was it. It wasn't so much the men in tights. That's the next meeting. I think it's time for me, sir. Anyway, if you haven't, this is one of the best things we could do for ourselves tonight. And I just touched on just mommy. In that particular minute, you know, like I had a list of some other people. I mean, I got some stuff going on now. I wouldn't even try to touch sharing on it because I haven't even dealt with it yet when it comes to my daughter and some other areas that I'm actually working on. But my understanding about this is the great thing about doing this, though, because a lot of times when people ask us to speak, they give us the opportunity to work on some stuff. And that's what me and my spouse, that's what we talked about today. When we get an opportunity to come here, we get an opportunity to sit down, discuss it, talk about it, where we at with it, how's it, and, you know, make sure we comfortable. Because we, you know, if y'all see us later with our CDs, that's us on our neck. That's me and my crew here. Anyway, this is the most lovely. I can't thank Curtis enough for, the things that he done for me. I met him, he shared up my home group, and I was impressed then. And I still am now, to actually be honest. But anyway, like I said, this is the most, one of the most loving things. This is big boy and big girl stuff. 8-9. Nice step, big boy stuff. But like, I'm definitely in touch with God, provide me the opportunity. But 10 steps allow me, it says, see, I don't have to add you to my list if I keep monitoring myself. 10 steps said, like, promptly admit I'm wrong. This is a spiritual program, not religion. My spouse helped me get in touch with, promptly means before I do the act, when I think it. See, I have to watch what comes out of my mouth. Because part of my six-step shit, I lure you in to a conversation. I swear to God, I ask you some crazy shit just to get you to talk. And look, and I know you don't got no information. And I do that. And I need to, be mindful of that because I bow over people's feelings. Well, one of my corner men is helping me to understand, Billy, it's okay when you go to the diner, you recognize this is going to be a light conversation because of my surroundings. See what I'm trying to say? But I could go and it could get, but I need to recognize where we're coming in at. And I need to adjust myself. Just like one thing Kurt and them used to do with us when they met us, they used to ask us, what step you on? See, they knew where to talk to us at. So when they meet us, yeah, what step you working on, man? What step you on? And now you ask a person that now, and then they say, what the fuck that guy to do with? Yeah, I asked the sister that we used to. Kurt, I swear to God, she said, what the fuck that guy to do? We're in a 12-step program. They don't talk to me about 11, and I'm struggling with who's an addict. Come on. Are you going to tell me about go make amends, and I can't stay clean? Walter shared about that earlier. When he came in there, he was scared to come into me, and he was new, and the guy hugged him. He said, you must be new. He said, go sit up front, shut the fuck up, and if we want to know where the cop, we ask you. Anyway, man, I don't know if I touched on a nice step, but I'm glad to be here. I want to thank two of my corner men for wrote together. It was really, really a great day, and I need it. If I didn't help you guys, I really helped myself. Thanks for letting me speak.